From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's a race on along the Canadian border. Detroit and Buffalo are competing to be the first to build a new crossing to Canada. At stake are economic benefits that would flow from a new bridge or tunnel connecting the U.S. with its largest trading partner. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports that a crucial first leg of the race is an attempt to secure federal funds.
It's easy to see the problem at the Ambassador Bridge linking Detroit with Windsor, especially on the Canadian side. Every day, truck after truck rumbles down Ontario's Highway 401, slowing to a painful crawl when entering the artery leading to the bridge. Today, Canadian truck driver Craig Brooks has pulled over to nurse his rig after it overheated while he was waiting to clear customs. With a matter-of-fact look at the steam pouring from the engine, Brooks says it's all in a day's work.
Today was one of the better days. I actually cleared customs at the border, and I was there half an hour, 45 minutes.
Brooks says a three-hour wait is more typical. The delays cost companies lots of money. It's predicted that traffic on this bridge will likely double in 30 years. A joint U.S.-Canadian study says a new crossing should be built in 20 years. But that's too late for some. Robert Ficano is executive of Wayne County, home to the city of Detroit. Ficano says Buffalo's plans for a new publicly owned border crossing is terrible news for southeast Michigan, which has lost at least 70,000 manufacturing jobs in 5 years.
If they actually are able to establish themselves, that commerce is able to move smoothly back and forth over there, the trade route is going to migrate over there.
Ficano says Detroit must expedite its process, or it will lose out to Buffalo, where delays at the Peace Bridge border crossing are just as bad. The public authority that runs the Peace Bridge is well into the process of planning a second bridge, having completed the first set of Canadian and U.S. environmental and feasibility studies. Where the official timeline has a bridge breaking ground in Detroit in 10 years, in Buffalo, it's as early as 3. New York Assemblyman Richard Brodsky heads the commission that oversees public projects like bridges. He says Buffalo and New York are poised to lure what he calls NAFTA traffic.
I think it's fairly clear that you're not going to have the NAFTA traffic stream heading through both Buffalo and Detroit if two bridges are built. They will pick one location.
The bridge building situation is far more complicated in Detroit. Not only is the city behind in the feasibility and environmental study process, but there are three companies vying for the job of building a new crossing, including the Detroit International Bridge Company, which owns the current Ambassador Bridge. Its president, Dan Stamper, says his company is ready to build a parallel span as soon as Detroit is ready. But he's one of the few people who openly scoffs at the notion of a race.
The race with Buffalo is fabricated by would-be bridge and tunnel operators who need taxpayers' money.
Even as he throws cold water on the urgency, Stamper's company is buying land both in Detroit and in Buffalo, claiming it can build bridges for less than its competitors. But Wayne County Executive Robert Ficano, who backs a tunnel conversion project, disputes that.
It's already established. It's owned by Canadian railroad companies, and 90% of it will be paid for by Canadian pension funds.
Ficano says there are ways for Detroit to catch up. He says the tunnel could be approved as a temporary crossing to bypass the usual government regulations. But government wheels tend to move slowly, and a new crossing will take time. Meanwhile, the New York Assembly is poised to pass a package of bills in the next month or two to clear the way for eminent domain rights for a new bridge, putting Buffalo another lap ahead of Detroit in bringing NAFTA traffic to its region. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.